I would just like to say good luck to Mark Zuckerberg and company. On Monday, the social media giant Facebook, with 1.4 billion users worldwide, released their updated community standards. Among these standards, no bare genitals on Facebook, no revenge porn on Facebook, no attacks on race on Facebook, ethnicity, national origin, religion, sexual orientation, gender, and, quote, serious disabilities. Jeffrey Rosen is the president and CEO of the National Constitution Center and professor at George Washington University Law School. He's with us now. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back.
So my reaction here is, and you've dabbled into this a little bit, is, you know, many have tried to create a coherent free speech community standards doctrine. And Zuckerberg thinks he's going to do what the Supreme Court hasn't been able to do in 230 years.
Well, what's really so interesting is that Mark Zuckerberg right now has more power than over free speech than any king or president or Supreme Court justice. And what he and Facebook and Google and Twitter decide are the community standards have more to shape who can speak and who can be heard than any American judge. So it's hugely important what he's deciding.
Well, there's two issues here. One, the standards themselves, how do they work? But there's nothing illegal here because he's a corporation, can do what he wants. But then there's the question of how, by virtue of the momentum of $1.4 billion users, does that essentially create a template for even governmental structures? Let's begin with the standards themselves. Do you think they work?
Well, in some cases they do, in some cases they don't. A good example of them working was the Innocence of the Muslim video. Remember, President Obama and the President of Egypt about a year ago were urging Facebook and Google to remove the video on the grounds that it supposedly caused the riots in Benghazi. Facebook and Google decided not to because both of them allow criticism of religious leaders but don't allow criticism of religion as a group. In other words, you can say, I hate Muhammad, but you can't say, I hate Muslims. And because the video supposedly criticized the prophet, it was left up. In retrospect, that was a better decision than President Obama wanted to make, given the contested questions of whether or not the video actually caused the riots.
The whole idea of what constitutes religious offense can't really be appealed here. You can't go to Zuckerberg's assistant at Facebook and say, you know, we want to appeal this.
You can't. They make the standards, and there's no appeal. And the distinctions that they're drawing, again, it's not like they can work in practice, but they're kind of Jesuitical. The new standards allow for photos of breastfeeding, but don't allow for bare nipples and pornography. And it just we can quibble over the standards. Some people think they're in the right place, and others that they're in the wrong. But it's not accountable, and it's not always transparent. Now, the new standards try to be more transparent by giving specific examples of stuff that's illegal and, or rather, impermissible, and stuff that isn't. So they're definitely moving in a more transparent direction. But the broad question is the one that you raised at the beginning, which is: are we comfortable with allowing these private corporations to draw distinctions over free speech that affect nearly half of the users in the world?
Is the 1.4 billion users of Facebook a natural template for governmental structures on free speech? Will we have to go with what Facebook goes with?
Well, yes, in the sense that everyone's on Facebook. Nearly half of the world's on Facebook. But that doesn't mean that governments can't impose their own standards. Facebook has to obey the laws of the country in which it operates. So it removes Holocaust denial material in France and Germany where that's illegal, or criticisms of Kemal Ataturk in Turkey where that's illegal. And it's constantly, like Google and Twitter, struggling with requests from foreign governments, trying to decide when to push back and when not to. In other words, when the request is really an attempt to suppress political speech and when it isn't. It's just a huge power that we're investing in these private companies.
Jeffrey Rosen is president and CEO of the National Constitution Center and professor at George Washington University Law School. In a panel discussion this weekend at South by Southwest, Rosen urged Twitter and Facebook to allow just as much free speech as the U.S. government permits under the First Amendment. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Thank you.